Listening Library presents Dove Arising by Karen Bao. Read for you by Kimai Guest. Chapter 1. Umbriel says I'm so good with plants because I'm as quiet as they are. He might be wrong. According to the oldest people here, green growths weren't always silent. Leaves once cartwheeled in the wind, and storms snatched branches from trunks with deafening cracks. But these plants surrounding me are mute apple trees, strawberry bushes, and cotton shrubs, with fibers and filaments of cellulose that would, if they could, complain about never anchoring in the earth and soil, and never seeing the light of day, except through the carbon-reinforced glass of the Greenhouse 22 roof. I used to imagine their limbs lengthening toward the tantalizing sliver of a sphere along the horizon, trying to stretch away from this barren, cratered satellite and reach the earth we all came from. I stopped sympathizing with them at 13, when I converted the energy of my childish fancies into relentless concentration in primary education. Now we come to the greenhouses after class to make extra money. I don't try to understand the plants anymore. I just take care of them.
Fate,
Umbriel says. Because my name's pronounced Fate, it sounds like destiny's calling every time someone addresses me.
This one's growing quickly. Can you bring me the steak?
He stands a few meters down the row of flowering apple trees, scrutinizing a branch that has gotten too long and upset the balance of the sapling. It looks like one of those old earth buildings called skyscrapers.